It's South Florida Arts Beat here on 91.3 WLRN and 91.5 WKWM. Hello, Ed Bell with you. Later on the program, Chef Norman Van Aken dishes up a word on food, and our Broward Arts Calendar features Jody Horn-Leschinski. Now, our film critic Dan Hudak takes a look at a collaboration between the Broward 100 and the Fort Lauderdale International Film Festival.
In 2005, the Sun Sentinel asked me to write an on-location profile of the film Hoot while it was shooting in Fort Lauderdale. I was there for work, but admittedly it was fun to visit the Riverbend Marina near Davie Boulevard and watch star on the rise Logan Lerman look intently at a group of snakes that refused to move around to director Will Schreiner's satisfaction. At the time, it was one of three films shooting in South Florida, the others being Miami Vice with Colin Farrell and Jamie Foxx, and a little scene indie with Judah Friedlander called Full Grown Men. Hoot wasn't a box office success, but it will be back on the big screen July 11th as part of the week-long Filmed in Broward screening series at Cinema Paradiso in Fort Lauderdale, which is highlighting notable titles, young and old, that were shot in Broward County and throughout South Florida. The screenings are part of the Broward 100 sanctioned events that are celebrating the arts of Broward County throughout the year, culminating in a grand finale in October this year. The screening series begins Thursday, July 9th with Bart Got a Room and Martin Scorsese's Cape Fear, and concludes July 16th with Caddyshack and a closing night party. Best of all, the screenings are free. The film that probably best exemplifies the very early cinematic virtues and appeal of Fort Lauderdale is Where the Boys Are, the 1960 coming-of-age comedy starring George Hamilton that's part of a day full of screenings and a hot dog and hamburger cookout on Saturday, July 11th. The story follows four college girls who travel to Fort Lauderdale for spring break, meet boys, and get into trouble. Highlighted by the title song sung by Connie Francis, the film, which made its world premiere at the classic Gateway Theater on Sunrise Boulevard in Fort Lauderdale, is a fascinating look at Fort Lauderdale Beach circa 1960 and has been credited with putting Fort Lauderdale on the map as the first spring break destination. Here's how the movie opens.
For 50 weeks of the year, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, is a small corner of tropical heaven, basking contentedly in the warm sun. During the other 2 weeks, as colleges all over the country disgorge their students for Easter vacation, a change comes over the scene. The students swarm to these peaceful shores in droves, 20,000 strong. They turn night into day, and the small corner of heaven into a sizable chunk of bedlam. The boys come to soak up the sun and a few carloads of beer. The girls come, very simply, because this is where the boys are.
On Friday, July 10th, the Filmed in Broward series presents Rock of Ages, the 2012 film adaptation of the hit Broadway musical that showcases 80s hair band rock and roll. I know what you're thinking, which is, doesn't that movie take place on the Sunset Strip in Los Angeles? And you're absolutely correct, it does. But in reality, it shot more in Hollywood, Florida than it did in Hollywood, California. I remember when the film was in production and a casting call was distributed to South Florida Press looking for extras in the form of mid-1980s rockers and or conservative sticks in the mud who condemn headbangers and all they stand for. There was also an open call to attend a concert within the film. Instructions were to meet at Dolphin Stadium at 1 p.m. on a hot July day, which, by the way, is why I didn't go. I'm not a fan of standing around in heat and sun and humidity and maybe, only maybe, being able to see my face in the background of a crowd scene. Little did I know, participants were being bused to the Seminole Hard Rock Arena to watch Tom Cruise as rock star Stacey Jacks sing Bon Jovi's Wanted Dead or Alive. Curiously, Rock of Ages isn't the only film to shoot in Broward, but have the story in the movie take place elsewhere. For Caddyshack, which again screens on Thursday, July 16th, director Harold Ramis wanted the movie to look like it was set in the Midwest, which is why the Rolling Hills Golf Club in Davie, now known as the Grand Oaks, was chosen. When the film shot there in the summer of 1979, it didn't have palm trees, but did feature a number of oak trees, which gave it a distinct Midwestern feel. Other scenes in Caddyshack were shot in South Florida as well, including the pool scenes at the Plantation Country Club and the dinner and dancing at the Boca Raton Hotel and Club. Of course, Rock of Ages and Caddyshack are the exceptions to the rule. Obviously, most of the films shot in South Florida are meant to take place in South Florida. Dog lovers will fondly recall the 2008 film Marley and Me, in which Owen Wilson and Jennifer Aniston adopt an uncontrollable Labrador retriever that drives them crazy. The film, which screens on Sunday, July 12th at Cinema Paradiso, features a montage of events shot throughout South Florida. Here's a quick listen to the start of the sequence.
Woke up to a kiss from Marley, went for a walk that turned into a run, took an airboat ride, wrote a column about the death of the Everglades, planted an orange tree in the backyard, threw sticks for Marley in the park, watched him swim in the bay, watched him steal some guy's frisbee, bought a new frisbee for the guy, gave Marley a bath, went to work with writer's block, hoped for inspiration to strike. Nada. Got a new shirt, got a new keyboard, got the same old paycheck, went windsurfing with Sebastian, met his new girlfriend, Sasha, met his other new girlfriend, Angie, watched models posing in the surf, wrote a column about the growth of South Beach, interviewed Gloria and Emilio Estefan at the Clodoso Hotel, introduced him to Jenny who gushed like a teenager, went shopping at the mall, bought a sharper image pillow, slept like a baby, caught Marley eating the pillow, hid the evidence from Jenny, cleaned up Marley's vomit in the kitchen, helped Jenny make dinner, overcooked the spaghetti, got into a food fight, proofread Jenny's column, read Sebastian's latest opus, went running with Marley to burn off frustration, didn't see him chew through the leash, chased him 15 blocks, had to call Jenny for the ride.
Now, for the sake of your curiosity, other films shot in Broward County that are not part of the Filmed in Broward screening series include the erotic thriller Wild Things, Julianne Moore's The Hours, the comedy classic Porky's, Oliver Stone's football drama Any Given Sunday, the Robert Redford drama Up Close and Personal, and the TV show Dexter, among many others. More titles that are part of the Filmed in Broward screening series that you can check out at Cinema Paradiso July 9th through the 16th include There's Something About Mary, Body Heat, The Birdcage, Striptease, Analyze This, Ace Ventura Pet Detective, True Lies, Out of Sight, and more. Admittedly, some of these are more Miami-Dade than Broward-based, but they're nonetheless all a joy to watch with ready eyes as we eagerly look for locations we recognize. And that's the appeal of the Filmed in Broward series, isn't it? Maybe it's me and the fact that I grew up in suburban Connecticut, where very little of note ever happened, so I always think it's cool to see where I live on the big screen. But there's a fun fascination in seeing how places can be changed to suit the needs of Hollywood. And that's Hollywood as in Los Angeles this time, not Florida. Sure, you can rent these titles and watch them at home, but admission is free and there's no better way to honor your hometown than to enjoy it on the big screen with your fellow locals. The Filmed in Broward screening series begins Thursday, July 9th and runs through the 16th at Cinema Paradiso, 503 Southeast 6th Street in Fort Lauderdale. For a complete schedule of the series and more information on the theater's year-round programming, go to fliff.com or call 954-525-3456. For South Florida Arts Beat, I'm Dan Hudak.
Chairman Emeritus of the Florida Film Critics Circle, Dan Hudak is a nationally syndicated film critic. You can visit him online at punchdrunkmovies.com. Please stay with us. South Florida Arts Beat will continue in just a moment.